Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, 36 million Americans facing winter storm threats from Texas to West Virginia. At least two killed after freezing rain and ice caused deadly pileups across the Lone Star State. Dangerously cold temperatures hit the Midwest before moving into the Northeast. CBS's Omar Villafranca has details on this dangerous ice storm. George Santos recuses himself. The embattled Republican temporarily steps down from two congressional committees amid a flurry of investigations. What he is saying about the decision. Trump pleads the fifth. CBS News has the video excerpts of former President Donald Trump's 2022 deposition in his New York fraud case. Alec Baldwin officially charged in the Rust shooting death. Prosecutors detail what they say the actor did wrong the day the cinematographer died. And a new clue in the case of two missing monkeys at the Dallas Zoo. Why police want to talk to this man.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting tonight from New York.
Good evening and thank you for joining us on this Tuesday night. Nora is on assignment. I'm James Brown. Tonight, former President Donald Trump pleads the fifth during his deposition ahead of the $250 million fraud lawsuit filed by New York's Attorney General. Plus, Alec Baldwin has been formally charged with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting on the set of his film, Rust, along with the movie's weapons specialist. But first, a massive winter storm system is targeting the nation's midsection with ice, sleet, and snow. Winter storm alerts are spread across 14 states. Officials are urging residents to stay off the roads and be prepared for power outages. At least two deaths in Texas have been reported. Thousands of flights have also been delayed and canceled, mostly in the South. CBS's Omar Villafranca will start us off tonight from Memphis. Good evening, Omar.
Good evening. Memphis is under an ice storm warning, and let me show you exactly what that means. There's a thin layer of ice all on these trees and on the roads, and it's causing all kinds of problems from Texas to Tennessee. Tonight, a dangerous winter storm is gripping the South, snarling travel from Texas to Kentucky, creating chaos on the roads.
Slow down. Don't take these roads for granted.
And canceling thousands of flights. Texas bearing the brunt. Thundersleet and freezing rain reported across the Lone Star State, making roads look more like ice rinks.
It was so slushy, I was driving through an icy.
Officials blaming the wicked weather for hundreds of crashes. At least two people are dead.
Because of icing, Many roads in Texas will remain very dangerous for the next 24 to 48 hours. Anybody who needs to be out driving needs to be very cautious of the conditions.
TxDOT is using more than 2,000 trucks and other equipment to clear the roads, but is still warning residents to stay home. Nearly half the flights going into and out of Dallas are canceled or delayed for hours. And tens of thousands of customers are without power. The governor assuring residents that the grid is keeping up with demand.
There is not anticipated to be any challenge to the power grid in the state of Texas.
But some are relying on old-fashioned horsepower to keep moving during the storm.
Across the river in Arkansas, the governor there has declared a state of emergency. Now, schools across this region will be closed on Wednesday because of the weather, but this storm is expected to move out of here tomorrow. JB?
Omar Villafranca in Memphis, thank you. Well, this wintry weather and bitter cold is far from over. Let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, James. Again, another round of impactful sleet and freezing rain and some snow for parts of Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Ice storm warnings posted again into tomorrow. Already a quarter of an inch to almost a half an inch of ice we've seen across parts of Texas, Arkansas, and into Tennessee, with the potential for more ice, doubling the amounts we've already seen in some areas, a glaze to even damaging ice, so we can expect more power outages, dangerous travel, and very cold temperatures into the Northeast after New York went every day in January, James, with temperatures above average.
Chris, thank you for the serious heads up for sure. Meanwhile, in Washington, embattled Congressman George Santos has told his fellow Republicans that he is temporarily stepping aside from two congressional committees amid ongoing investigations into his campaign finances and other issues. CBS's Caitlin Huey-Burns has more.
With legal scrutiny intensifying, Congressman George Santos told a private meeting of his Republican colleagues that he was sorry for being a distraction and looked forward to clearing his name.
Are you confident that you will be cleared?
Yes, I am.
Why? Why are you confident you'll
be cleared? I'll be cleared because I have nothing to hide.
And you have nothing to hide. Why do you think you're under investigation?
Santos informed House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of the decision to temporarily step aside from his new committee assignments last night.
I think it was an appropriate decision.
Going through ethics on some of these concerns, and we'll make sure we'll allow the voters have elected him. He'll have a voice here in Congress, and until he answers all those questions, then he'll, at that time, he'll be able to be seated on committees.
With a narrow House majority, Speaker McCarthy has defended Santos's right to stay in Congress, even as a new poll shows 78% of voters in his district say he should resign, including 71% of Republicans.
I've made my sincere apology multiple times.
But Santos, who's admitted to lying extensively about his background and work experience, isn't giving up his seat.
I can guarantee you that from now on, anything and everything is always going to be above board. It's largely always been above board. I'm just going to go the extra step now to double check, cross-reference everything.
But for two of Santos's Republican New York freshman lawmakers, that's not enough. They want him to resign altogether and say his recusal today is like someone quitting before they were about to get fired. JB?
Caitlin Huey-Burns reporting. Well, CBS News has obtained video excerpts of former President Donald Trump's deposition in the New York Attorney General's fraud investigation. Trump repeatedly pleaded the Fifth, refusing to answer any questions about his or his company's finances. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Near the start of the deposition, former President Donald Trump tells New York Attorney General Letitia James that he would be invoking his right against self-incrimination.
Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool, an absolute fool.
So more than 400 times over nearly 4 hours,
I declined to answer the question.
The former president invoked the Fifth.
Same answer.
And I am tonight announcing my...
Trump, running for the White House once again, is facing multiple federal and state investigations. The lawsuit filed last year by Attorney General James accuses the former president, his three children, and their company of a long-running scheme to inflate the value of their properties, something investigators asked Trump about.
The valuations contained in this document reflect false and misleading valuation statements. Is that correct?
Same answer.
Former federal prosecutor Harry Littman.
So he was disciplined and just said, same answer, because the stakes are high. He couldn't beat Trump. It's a really vivid demonstration of the justice system catching up with him and making him abandon his normal playbook.
Not since Bill Clinton sat for a deposition in the Paula Jones case has a sitting or former president been seen on tape taking questions from investigators. In Trump's deposition, which took place just 2 days after the FBI searched his Mar-a-Lago home, he was allowed to make a statement and used it to lash out at James.
This is the greatest witch hunt in the history of our country.
Trump's attorneys had no comment on the video's release. This civil case is set to go to trial on October 2nd. JB?
Ed, I understand you have new CBS reporting about the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents.
That's right. CBS News has learned that the FBI searched the Penn Biden Center in Washington in mid-November after lawyers for the president found about 10 documents with classification markings there. Two sources tell us that the search was conducted in cooperation with representatives for the president, but his attorneys, the White House, nor the Justice Department had previously disclosed details of the search. James?
Thank you, Ed. The White House says that Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Memphis tomorrow to attend the funeral of Tyree Nichols, the 29-year-old father and FedEx worker who died after being beaten by members of the Memphis Police Department. As the city of Memphis and the nation mourns, the Reverend J. Lawrence Turner says the public funeral will focus on the way Nichols lived and not the way he died.
We want to be sure that we're focused on celebrating Tyree's life. We cannot and will not allow the way in which he died to define the totality of his life.
Five former police officers have been charged with Nichols' murder, and the district attorney is considering filing charges against seven other first responders. Tonight, Alec Baldwin has been formally charged with involuntary manslaughter, along with a weapons expert in the shooting death on the set of the Western, Rust. Prosecutors say more than a dozen safety violations occurred on the set. CBS's Chris Van Cleve joins us with the new details. Good evening, Chris.
JB, these new charging documents lay out a chain of events where prosecutors say there were multiple opportunities to avoid tragedy. Now, these documents allege that Alec Baldwin missed the required firearms training before filming began. He was given his own training session on the set of Rust, but the documents say Baldwin was distracted and talking on his cell phone to his family during the training. Video and pictures from around the time of the shooting allegedly show multiple instances where Baldwin had his finger on the trigger of the gun. Baldwin has claimed he did not fire the weapon, but an FBI forensic review found the trigger had to be pulled for that gun to fire. Baldwin's attorneys did not comment today, but have called the charges a terrible miscarriage of justice. It will now be up to a judge to decide what charges could move forward to a possible trial. But as it stands tonight, if convicted, Baldwin could face up to 5 years in jail. JB?
Chris Van Cleve reporting. Tonight, a possible lead in the investigation into the disappearance of two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo. Police released a photo of a person of interest following a string of mysterious and troubling incidents. We get details from CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Tonight, police are looking for this man in connection with two monkeys missing from the Dallas Zoo. The photo in this video of the same man wandering the zoo grounds were taken Sunday, before the emperor tamarin monkeys, which look like this, were reported missing Monday. Zoo officials say they believe the monkeys were taken, calling their habitat intentionally compromised.
There's several markets for this type of monkey. Some is just for people who want to keep them as pets, and the other one is people who want to breed them.
It's the fourth bizarre incident at the zoo in the last month, and it comes after additional cameras and security were put in place. Earlier this month, a clouded leopard escaped. The fencing around its habitat had been cut. The animal was found nearby the same day. The zoo's enclosure of the Langur monkeys was also discovered cut, but none escaped. On January 21st, an endangered lappet-faced vulture was found dead. The bird reportedly had an unusual injury. A cause of death is pending. Janet Shamley in CBS News, Houston.
A decades-long mega drought fueled by climate change is nearing a tipping point for states in the West. The Colorado River is the main supply of water for 40 million people, but the river and its reservoirs are now running dry. In partnership with the Weather Channel, CBS's Ben Tracy shows us that as water becomes scarce, Wall Street sees profits in our new series, Protecting the Planet.
Come on back.
Colorado rancher Joe Bernal has just one source of water, the Colorado River.
So that river is your lifeline. That's it.
That's all we got with is that river.
And that river is why someone new bought this land just down the road.
Water Asset Management owns that property.
And when you first heard of them, what was your reaction?
Surprise and concern. They are concerning because they're large.
Water Asset Management is a New York investment firm with offices inside this building. In the past 5 years, it has bought at least $20 million worth of land in western Colorado.
These are folks that have identified the drought as an opportunity to make money.
Andy Mueller's job is to protect Colorado's share of the river. He says Water Asset Management has acquired more than 2,500 acres of farmland for the water rights that come with it.
With the intent to not use the water and send the water downstream to an entity or entities that might pay them quite a bit of money. I view these private drought profiteers as vultures.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah.
It's a $1 trillion market opportunity.
Matt Desario is president of Water Asset Management. He declined our request for an interview. But 3 years ago, he said one of his firm's strategies is to profit from water rights, in part by making the farms it buys more efficient and selling water to other users, including farmers and municipalities.
When you need water, water is the only thing that will do.
So why is water now so scarce in the West? Well, Dr. Greg Postel with our partners at the Weather Channel is here to explain.
Well, Ben, the Colorado River relies mostly on snowmelt from the Rocky Mountains, and climate change is making the West hotter. And for every degree increase in temperature, the river flow has dropped by about 5%. That adds up to about a 20% reduction over the past century.
The nation's largest reservoirs are hitting record lows. It's so bad, Congress is allocating $4 billion that can be used to pay farmers to not use their water, making water rights even more valuable.
So whose land is this?
Water Asset Management.
Joe Bernal is now leasing some land from Water Asset Management. He says ranchers here are keeping an eye on their new neighbors.
And we'll be watching for what may be coming.
Ben Tracy, CBS News, Grand Junction, Colorado.
Police say a man armed with an AR-15 rifle opened fire today inside a Target store. How it all ended, next.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
There were some terrifying moments today for shoppers and workers at a Target store in Omaha, Nebraska, when a man allegedly armed with an AR-15 rifle opened fire. Police responded quickly to the scene and shot him dead. No one else was injured. Investigators say the gunman was carrying a lot of ammunition. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up his two-day visit to Israel and the West Bank today, where he hoped to ease tensions between Israelis and Palestinians following one of the worst months of violence in years. Blinken met with 87-year-old Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and pledged an additional $50 million in U.S. aid for Palestinian refugees. A giant boulder crashed through the wall of a home in Hawaii, narrowly missing a woman. We'll have the dramatic video next. A woman from Hawaii is lucky to be alive after a 5-foot boulder slammed into her home in Honolulu. Surveillance video shows the moment the giant rock smashed through the wall last weekend, narrowly missing the woman inside the house. Remarkably, no one was hurt. Police are investigating what caused the boulder to roll down the hillside. Aviation history was made today at the Boeing plant in Everett, Washington, where the last 747 jumbo jet ever to be made was handed over to its new owner, the cargo company Atlas Air. 54 years after the first 747 took flight, only a few dozen passenger models are still in use. Two more 747s are now being modified for future use as presidential Air Force Ones. Millions of Americans are looking to turn their lives around, but one thing is holding them back, their past. That's next.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
About one-third of American adults are living with a criminal record. Even for those who have paid their debt to society, getting a second chance can be a frustrating journey. CBS's Jan Crawford has one man's success story.
Sincere and engaging, Vlad Tamorian is great in job interviews, but one thing kept holding him back.
The hurdles were the background checks. I would find that I was being flagged.
Flagged for what?
For the felony possession charge.
A prescription for painkillers ultimately led Tamorian to heroin and a 2016 drug conviction for a nonviolent drug offense.
When you do get the interview, you're excited, right? Maybe this time is going to be different. Maybe I'm going to get this job.
Instead, it was rejection after rejection because Virginia keeps nonviolent drug felonies on a person's record for life, even for those like Tamorian who say he's been sober in all the years since.
That doesn't say anything about my character today.
He finally found an employer who saw he was more than his record. David Ingwall of Recovery Unplugged.
There's just so much opportunity that exists in that population, so much passion and drive and desire to want to be a productive member of society.
And that was 3 years ago, so I've been employed with this company now, and I've experienced the growth that I wanted all along.
Growth and purpose after a second chance at life. Jan Crawford, CBS News, Annandale, Virginia.
Second chance warranted. And that's tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm James Brown. Thank you for joining us. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you enjoy tuning into the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news. And you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.